be back. We got a special guest on the phone. Man, I love this dude, man.
Yes.
I love this dude, man. I love this dude. I love his partner, man. I ain't never laughed so hard at these two fools. These two fools is on my computer, man. Key and Peele is on my computer. I love damn near everything they do.
They're funny guys. Really funny.
Man, my ass be laughing. Special guest, one of them, he's an actor, comedian, film director, screenwriter, best known for starring in the comedy Central's Key and Peele, and for his 5 seasons on Mad TV. He's joining us to tell us about a new horror movie called Get Out. I've been watching the clips.
Ooh, it looks scary.
Yeah, this ain't a comedy. That hits theaters this weekend. Get Out marks his directorial debut. Mm-hmm. Please welcome to the show, one for half of the great team, the one and only my man, Mr. Jordan Peele.
Woo-hoo! Welcome, welcome.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, man, what's going on, boy? Man, your ass is funny to me, man.
Thank you.
Man, your ass.
Hey, look, this is a different turn for me here.
Man. This ain't funny. Get Out is a horror movie, man.
It's a horror movie. My favorite, you know. I love horror movies because that's where it's a communal experience, you know, going to see a horror movie. And it just I wanted to make a movie for everybody that's ever yelled at a TV a movie screen, you know, get out the house.
Right.
So
tell us about it though, man.
Okay, so. You know, this is basically the horror version of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, okay?
So yeah.
You have a black man and a white woman, and they've been dating, and they're gonna go up to meet her parents, and it's all about first of all how all the uncomfortable interactions that you could have in that situation. Yeah. And it really is. It's a movie that it's about racism, but you know, I gotta say, we got little Rel Howery in there, who is a really funny comedian. I know you know him, and he's kind of like the voice of the audience in a way. So you get this movie's about representation in all ways. It's like a black man is the lead of a horror movie, and not just the guy that dies first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's crazy. I mean, right now we got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes right now, Steve. People are seeing these early screenings and just like responding.
It's crazy, but it really is horror though. I mean, this thing's look straight crazy. I saw the look on the dude's face. I said, okay, this is not a damn comedy. This dude is dead for real.
Yeah. That's that actor's name. Okay, he's Daniel Kaluuya. And he was in a movie Sicario. I don't know if you saw that one, but he's an amazing actor. And you know, when I first went out and like you try and find like, okay, let's find like a 26-year-old leading man, black leading man who's gotten to carry a film. And there's not a lot of guys. There's not a lot of representation. You know, it's Michael B. Jordan, and then it's like the list is real short.
Yeah, exactly.
So you get an actor like Daniel Kaluuya who is like, and this dude, he's a star. He's like, he's like Sidney Poitier meets Jimmy Stewart. A true star, and the whole cast, everybody in the movie is just crushes it.
Wow, y'all, we got to get out to the theater. If you're in a horror movie, Shirley, you don't watch horror movies, do you?
I will watch this one, even though it looks scary. I'm just so intrigued
now,
by it.
Monica goes to horror movies. Tommy Jr.
Oh yeah.
They all go.
I'm all for this because he black.
Yes.
He black. I'm going. Yeah. I know he's gonna survive.
Yeah, I'm going to see him live.
Yep, that's right. I've seen this with several crowds, and look, it's like there's several times that there's cheer moments, like the crowd goes crazy. There's laughs in it. It'll scare you. You know, I got a couple jump scares in it. It's the whole roller coaster of emotions in this one.
Wow.
But people, you know, it's like people are getting it. So I think it's the type of movie you can't really imagine how it could be done in a tasteful or positive way, because it's so crazy. But you know, we pulled it off, man. I had a good team around me.
Wow, I bet it is. This Friday, everybody, the movie opens the 24th. You've got to get there. The movie is Get Out. How many times have you been watching a horror movie and said to yourself them two words, Get Out? Even the ghost, the most famous words of any ghost in the movie is Get Out. And you stay your ass in there. This movie, I'm going just to hear Get Out. There is no... If you say it in the house, I probably ain't going to hear it because I'm already outside.
But congratulations to Jordan
yes,
Peele,
sir.
Though. We're
Jordan
so
Peele,
happy for you.
Great job, man. Your directorial debut, man. Much success to you, man. We're going to get to the movies, man. We like stuff like this, man. It opens this Friday in theaters everywhere, man. Make sure when you go to the theater, everybody, like I always tell you, make sure your ticket has Get Out on it. Do not let them give you a ticket until you just go in any theater. That's been a trick they've been pulling to hold down our box office numbers for years. Don't let it happen. Make sure your ticket has Get Out on it. Best way to do it, just order it online and then have your ticket when you get there. Jordan Peele, my man.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Thank you so much,
man. Big love to you, man. Get All out right. this Friday in movie theaters everywhere. Let's go. Yeah.
Woo.
Man.
Oh, those Man. Trailers look scary.
Yeah, they do.
They look scary.
Make sure your ticket got Get Out on it.
Mm-hmm. Man. Uh-huh.